Christmas narrative, both Matthew and Luke write, "In the days of King Herod." Well, we tend to skip right over that, but this was significant because Herod was ruthless and cruel. Herod was a capricious leader and oppressive. Herod killed his own two sons when he suspected they were plotting against him. Herod killed his own wife and her brother and her mother. He cared only about himself and holding on to power at all costs. And then at the end of the Christmas narrative, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream saying, "Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. For Herod, that same King Herod, is about to search for the child to destroy him." So Jesus and his family became refugees, fleeing for their very lives. The world Jesus was born into was overflowing with violence and fear and political power used for personal reasons and, yes, mortal danger. Into that world of overwhelming darkness and fear, God sent Jesus to be the light of the world. The grown-up Jesus was explicit about this when he said one time, "I am the light of the world." Another time, Jesus made a follow-up statement to that when he told a crowd, "You are the light of the world." So here Jesus is actively recruiting other people, including us, to shine that divine light into the overwhelming darkness. Someone recently said this same thing with different words, writing that God sent Jesus into the world to make us dangerous to the darkness. We don't have to resign ourselves to accepting the darkness of our day as simply the way things are. We don't have to allow the darkness to sap our energy and immobilize us and breed despair. And ignoring the darkness isn't really a good option either. It is really every bit as ineffective as trying to ignore a bully. It doesn't work. It only makes things worse. And so instead of trying to ignore the darkness and pretend like it's not there, and instead of trying to accept it, we do have another option. We can choose to allow the darkness to motivate us to counter it. We can choose to allow the darkness to energize us to defy it, to work for the world as God meant it to be. Our faith tells us that the way things are does not have the final word. The way things are can give way to something new, something right, something just, something at least closer to the way things ought to be. In the midst of this darkness, we can take heart by remembering that God has been active in the past, giving individuals and groups of people, both inside the church and outside the church, everything that they need to be dangerous to the darkness of their day. God empowered Moses to lead the Hebrew people out of bondage in Egypt And thousands of years later, God led individuals and some churches to advocate for the abolition of slavery. And then God led many African American churches to be dangerous to the darkness of Jim Crow and racism. God empowered some Christians in Nazi Europe to hide Jews in their homes at great personal risk. God has worked through social movements to end colonial rule in many places, to dismantle apartheid in South Africa, and to establish equality under the law for the LGBTQ community in this country. Locally, God is active through the community efforts for affordable housing and public transportation. God is in the midst of these efforts, moving in mighty ways, even if it sometimes is under the radar or incognito. And so in the midst of the darkness all around us, in the midst of the challenges that we face, God gives us what we need to be dangerous to the darkness. First of all, God gives us a vision of the way God intends for us to live, with caring and compassion and justice for each and every one of God's children, no exceptions. Secondly, God gives us light to guide our feet in the pathways of mercy and justice into that vision of the future. God also gives us courage like the courage of the small shepherd boy David facing the giant Goliath. Something or someone who seems small and insignificant can overcome something that seems large and impossible to defeat. God gives us hope. God's activity in the past gives us the promise that God will continue to be active in the future, and that gives us hope. Something else God gives us that we need to be dangerous to the darkness is each other. The forces of evil seek to divide and sow discord. But when we nurture community and support of each other, we magnify our efforts. One plus one is more than two. For us to be dangerous to the darkness, God also gives us songs. Songs of inspiration and courage. The underground church in China and the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa nurtured their spirits in difficult days by singing together. Today, the young people of the Sunrise Movement are intentional about singing songs of courage and hope together to sustain their spirits as they work for climate action. And finally, God gives us joy. Yes, joy, even in the midst of the darkness. A woman named Rebecca Solnit wrote that joy is an act of insurrection. By claiming joy and by living joyfully in intentional defiance of the darkness, we can thumb our noses at the power of fear and grief. and despair. In all these ways, and possibly others, God gives us what we need to be dangerous to the darkness. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.